From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Meet me down at the railroad tracks. I got Tom Petty playing in my Silverado, and I've iced down a six pack. Ow. Hey Daisy, don't you worry about your mama. Like 007, we can keep it covert. Undercover on the ground by the water, gonna get a little peace on earth. I say, baby, won't you silly go picking wildflowers? Got a spot way back in the woods. Sneak away for a couple of hours. You and me, baby, a picking wildflowers. Mother Nature is waiting and love's blooming like a cherry tree. Let's buzz around, maybe do some pollinating. Yeah, dive in like honeybees. Baby, won't you say we go picking wildflowers? Got a spot way back in the woods. We'll sneak away for a couple of hours. You and me, baby. Wildflowers. Take a trail ride if you know what I mean. Hey baby, won't you come with me? Won't you say we go picking wildflowers? Got a spot way back in the woods. We'll sneak away for a couple of hours.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. After previously saying he wouldn't do it, President Biden pardoning son Hunter in the felony gun and tax cases he was facing. Here's ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
Hunter Biden faced more than a decade in prison, maximum, more than a decade, which is significant prison time. And the other significant thing here is that this was yet another case of the Justice Department taking extraordinary action.
56 people, including some children, dying in a soccer stampede in southern Guinea. Government authorities are conducting an investigation to establish who's responsible. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees is halting aid deliveries through the main crossings in Gaza because of the rise in armed gangs looting convoys. After travelers battled through harsh weekend weather to reach home following Thanksgiving, folks in parts of the Great Lakes now face the prospect of more snow through the week, plunging temperatures as well in the upper Midwest on the way. This is ABC News.
Bioptimizers Black Friday blowout sale is now. For 20 years, Bioptimizers has provided top supplements like Magnesium Breakthrough, the only product with all seven types of magnesium to support sleep, stress management, hormone balance, and mood. Make your health a priority this holiday season and visit bioptimizers.com/radio and use code RADIO to get a minimum of 10% off and up to $100 in free gifts with purchase. Go to bioptimizers.com/radio and use code RADIO today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange on Wednesday, double-digit losses in the milk markets. December down 30 to 1850, January down 31 to 1831, February down 28 to 1868, March down 19 at 1889. Cheese markets from Wednesday were lower. Barrels down 3.5 to 160.5. 40-pound blocks down 5.25 to 164.25. 6 trade a barrel, 1 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 3/4 to 249.25. 1 trade on the day. Gradient non-fat dry milk up 0.5 to 139.5. 5 trades. Dry whey up 2 to 71 even. 2 trades on the day. Cattle markets on Friday were mostly higher in a holiday-shortened type of trade. Now, the strength in the cash cattle markets last week of $3 to $5 higher and higher box beef prices, all helping to support live and feeder cattle markets. There was some profit-taking in a few of the nearby live cattle markets. Hog markets, so mostly lower, as the trade didn't really care too much that the pork cutout values were higher. The cash markets had been higher for most of the week, and that pressured prices. December live cattle was steady at 188. January feeder cattle up 42 cents to 259.20. December hogs down 40 cents to 82. Corn markets mostly higher on Friday as the weekly export sales were at 1.063 million metric tons. Soybeans were mostly higher as the daily export wire saw 840,000 metric tons sold to unknown. And wheat markets were mostly lower. The MATIF wheat prices were lower and a lack of fresh fundamental news to move prices higher. December corn up 7.5 to 423.25. January beans up 2 to 990.75. December wheat down 6 to 531.75. Now Minneapolis wheat was up 8 to 572.5. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family. So we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 376, January 379, and new crop 25, 371. Cash beans 911, January 916, February 912, new crop 25, 922. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 383.25, January 385.25, February 388.25, March 390.25. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 390, January 393. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 373. Cash beans 910, January 915. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 381, new crop 25, 381. Cash beans 906, new crop 25, 922. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 4 even, April 419, May 421. New crop 25, 393. Cash beans 966, April 977, May 980. New crop 25, 954. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 380, January 383. Cash beans 919, January 922. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 175 to 193. Holstein fed cattle, 148 to 174. Market cows, 78 to 116. Bulls, 125 to 151. Calves, 170 to 930. Beef steers, 182 to 420. Holstein steers at 168 to 325. Sheep markets, market lambs, 170 and down. Ewes, 95 and down. Rams, 140 and down. Equity goat markets, does, 140 and down. Bucks, 160 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
When you switch and save with Progressive, you could use that money towards scoring courtside seats for your favorite team.
Progressive cannot guarantee that you can score courtside seats. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds on average, but courtside seats can be astronomical. Maybe if your team plays in a smaller market, you could swing it. Even still, it's unlikely. Maybe fourth row, which are still incredible seats that you'll enjoy greatly. Savings possible. Courtside, long shot.
Switch and see if you could save at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates, not available in all states. Progressive cannot guarantee that someone really tall will not sit in front of you at the game, rendering your excellent seats just okay.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What's your perfect night? Is it curling up on the couch for a cozy, peaceful night in? Therapy can feel a bit like that. Your comfort place, where you replenish your energy. With BetterHelp, get matched with a therapist based on your needs, entirely online. It's convenient and suited to your schedule. Find comfort this season with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/jingle to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/jingle, J-I-N-G-L-E.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high right around 27 today. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 13. Tomorrow some sun in the morning. Clouds becoming breezy in the afternoon with a high of 28. Whether you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, Alexandria, Minnesota has it all. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 13.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Thank you.
that record came. It's whiskey, I thought I heard the angel sing. Sounded like the Beach Boys. Hit the curve and began to sail. Took out most of the safety rail. Even the cop asked me, man, what'd you have in that thing?
Fools are kind of blind. Thought everything was going all right, but I was running out of time. 'Cause you had one foot out the door, I swear I didn't see. But if you're really going away, here's some final words from me. Baby, write this down. Take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Of the page, I swear under oath, 'cause every single word is true, and I think you need to know. So use it as a bookmark, stick it on your refrigerator door, hang it in a picture frame up above the mantle where you'll see it for sure. Baby, write this down. Take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. I can find a stone. Folks will be reading these words long after we're gone. Baby, write this down. Take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. Oh, I love you and I don't want you to go. Baby, write this down.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Like my heart sprung a big break and a stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake. You
might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I'll hide in sorrow when I may lay right down and fall. Now the race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartache going to the inside. My tears are holding back there and I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratch for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartache's and the winner loses all. Love never once suspecting what the final result would be. Now I lived in fear of waking up each morning finding that you're gone from me. There's aching pain in my heart for today was the one I hated to face. Somebody new came up to wed her and I came out in second place. Now the race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches going to the inside. My tears are holding back there and I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches and the winner loses all. Comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches are going to the inside. My tears are holding back there. I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratch for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all. The winner loses all.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Sawyer Brown and the race is on here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins. We have temperatures in the teens, areas of snow as well. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up. Looks like we could see some snow by midweek. Also next hour, we'll be chatting with Mike Davis in our newsmaker segment, Drones as Crop Dusters. He'll have more on that here coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. A Wisconsin congressman is glad changes are coming to USDA after the Pure Prairie poultry failure. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
As poultry producers in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa look at the Pure Prairie poultry situation in the rearview mirror, It's logical to want to avoid these situations in the future. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden says he so far has heard nothing from USDA on the topic.
The USDA has completely blown off Congress. It is absolutely inexcusable that they do this. So I am a member of Congress. I'm a member of the co-equal branch of government. And the USDA is responsible for giving about $50 million to a company that had failed several times before. They failed one more time, and we had about 3.5 million birds that were hanging out there in the lurch, of which the ones in Iowa and Minnesota were euthanized. And fortunately, our farmers were able to distribute the birds, their flocks, to folks. So it is completely unacceptable.
Van Orden says he's looking forward to the upcoming changes in administration and leadership at USDA.
I'm thrilled that Secretary Vilsack will no longer be there, because he has been nothing but intransigent to us. If you look at how our farms have been struggling, everything from trade to input costs, and yes, in fact, the USDA has the ability to affect input costs to a certain level. So I'm very glad that he's leaving. I'm very glad that President Trump is coming in, and we're going to see a change in how we approach American agriculture. And I'm telling you what, with our new ag secretary coming in, I think that we're going to be much better off right now.
He says he'll not stop looking into the failure of Pure Prairie Poultry.
I've made a promise and I'm keeping it. As long as I'm a member of Congress, I'm going to be on the Agriculture Committee. And we're going to follow through with this. If we find people that have given that $50 million at USDA, if they gave this series of grants and loans to failing companies, we're going to hold them responsible.
Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus. Use as directed.
How do you spot the all-new Nissan Rogue Rock Creek? Here's a hint. It's got all-terrain tires, a tubular roof rack you can't miss, and it's tough inside and out with lava red detailing. You'll also find it in its natural habitat, climbing mountains, attacking rugged trails, and never backing down from any adventure. The first ever Nissan Rogue Rock Creek.
Intelligent all-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions. Always secure cargo. Heavy loading of the vehicle with cargo, especially on the roof, will affect the handling and stability of the vehicle.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high right around 27 today. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 13. Tomorrow some sun in the morning. Clouds becoming breezy in the afternoon with a high of 28. Whether you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, Alexandria, Minnesota has it all. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 13.
Wishing you and your family a happy holiday season from all of us at Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light gleams. If only in my mistletoe and presents on the tree. Christmas Eve will find me where
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Blake Shelton and I'll be home for Christmas here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnekins. Temperatures in the teens, and we do have some areas of snow in the region. California health officials are now warning against drinking raw milk from a batch linked to the bird flu. The virus was found in whole raw milk from Raw Farms LLC. And now the California health officials are asking the public out in California to return that milk or at least dispose of it due to the possibility of contamination with bird flu. Again, that's raw milk. Pasteurized milk does not have live bird flu in it. It might have remnants, but the flu has been killed due to the pasteurization process. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Steffes Group. Find auction listings at steffesgroup.com. As President-elect Donald Trump prepares to take office, his team has continued to name their picks for key administration positions, and last week saw the nomination of Jamison Greer to be the U.S. Trade Representative. What could this nominee mean for agriculture? I'll have the details after this. Attention farmers, ranchers, and construction professionals. It's time to gear up for 2025. Whether you're upgrading your operation, expanding your fleet, or finding the right tools to take your business to the next level, Steffes Group has you covered. With auctions happening throughout December, you'll find a wide variety of high-quality equipment, from tractors and combines to construction machinery, trucks, and more. Bid with confidence, knowing you're working with a trusted leader in the auction industry, backed by decades of auction expertise. Go to steffesgroup.com now to check out all of the December auctions. Have items to sell? There's still time to list with Steffes Group. Whether you have one item or an entire fleet, our team is dedicated to helping you maximize your returns while reaching our extensive network of qualified buyers across the country. Visit steffesgroup.com today. That's steffesgroup.com. President-elect Trump has nominated Jamison Greer, a seasoned international trade attorney, as the next U.S. Trade Representative. Now, Greer previously served as Chief of Staff to U.S. Trade Rep Robert Lighthizer during President Trump's first term. His legal experience includes representing clients in trade remedy litigation and advising on trade policy and negotiations, which should position him as a strong advocate for U.S. interests on the global stage. Now, the ag industry has shown cautious optimism regarding Greer's nomination. Senator Mike Crapo, a Republican from Idaho and the ranking member of the Senate Finance Committee, stated that Greer's extensive trade policy experience would be critical in expanding market access and leveling the playing field for American farmers, manufacturers, and service providers. Groups like the American Soybean Association and the National Corn Growers Association see the potential for greater market stability, but there are concerns about the strategic use of tariffs and their unintended consequences. Historically, new tariffs have provoked retaliatory measures from trading partners, jeopardizing exports of key commodities like soybeans, pork, and beef. Greer's nomination suggests a continuation of assertive trade policies,
including that strategic use of tariffs. President-elect Trump has announced plans to impose tariffs on imports from Mexico, Canada, and China to address issues like illegal immigration and drug smuggling. And Greer's alignment with these policies signals that tariffs will remain a key tool in trade negotiations. This could lead to both challenges and potentially opportunities for the ag sector. While tariffs do have the potential to protect domestic markets, they can disrupt international trade flows. Following the start of the trade war in President Trump's first term, for example, Brazilian soybean acreage has exploded by more than 30%, and those South American growers have seen record profitability the past several years in providing beans to China, beans that, absent that trade war, likely would have come from the United States. I'll be back with more after this.
Hey everybody, it's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
As incoming President Donald Trump's cabinet takes shape, the ag industry will be watching the nominations of Brooke Rollins to head the USDA and that of Jamison Greer as the U.S. Trade Representative. Both of those positions will have power that could directly affect the bottom line of farm operations around the country, and the industry is hopeful they'll use that power wisely. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Steffes Group. See great upcoming auctions at steffesgroup.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
When was the last time you detoxed your body? If you're like most people, the answer is probably never. Toxins accumulate in our bodies every day from pollution in the air we breathe and water we drink, as well as the food we eat, especially if that food includes fast food, processed food, and sugar. How do you know if you're suffering from a buildup of toxins? If you're experiencing low energy, brain fog, headaches, bloating, and skin irritation, then those are all telltale signs. So, how do you detox your body? Well, you can add saunas or juice fasts, but what you really need is active liver from New Nordic. Containing a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, active liver makes it easy to help your liver detox your body all year long without major changes to your diet or lifestyle. Try active liver today and start feeling better with more energy immediately. Active liver comes in both a delicious gummy or tablet. Active Liver is available in stores at CVS or Meijer or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Kiss a single life and buy high. Hey, baby, let's go to Vegas. Bet on love and let it. Dancing board, it's hot. Holding you is what I live for. I just
close that suitcase. Let's turn this thing around. We've got everybody talking all over town. But if you have to leave, well, keep one thing in mind. Oh, this one's gonna hurt you for a long, long time. There's a bottle on the table to help me understand how love can go so wrong between a woman and a man. But just beyond the door, here's what you will find. Girl, this one's gonna hurt you for a long, long time. A long, long time is forever. And will I get over you? Probably never. You can't walk away from true love and leave your feelings all behind. 'Cause this one's gonna hurt you for a long, long time. This one's gonna hurt you for a long, long time.
Country favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Oh,
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. USDA is confirming 25 more H5N1 outbreaks in dairy cattle. All of those outbreaks are in California, which boosts that state's total to 461 infected herds. The national total in dairy cattle herds is 675 infected herds since March in 15 states. There have also been two more confirmed H5N1 outbreaks in a backyard flock in Alaska and a commercial turkey farm in Minnesota. Jamison Greer is President-elect Trump's nominee for U.S. Trade Representative. Greer was an aide in the office during Trump's first term and will help steer the incoming president's trade agenda. A graduate of the University of Virginia Law School, Greer was chief of staff to Robert Lighthizer, the U.S. Trade Representative, during Trump's first term in office. The goal for the new U.S. Trade Representative will be to focus the office on reining in the country's massive trade deficit, defending American manufacturing, agriculture, and services, and opening up export markets everywhere. Jamison played a key role during the first term in imposing tariffs on China and others to combat unfair trade practices and replacing the failed NAFTA deal with USMCA, the president-elect said. The Hill says the selection came a day after Trump said he would impose new tariffs on goods from Mexico, Canada, and China in his first day in office. Meanwhile, after that threat from President-elect Trump, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum said Mexico could retaliate with their own tariffs. Trump said the tariff on Mexican imports will go into effect if the flow of drugs and migrants across the border doesn't stop. While Sheinbaum says she's willing to engage in talks on the issues Trump mentioned, she called drugs a, quote, U.S. problem, unquote. Farm Policy News says Sheinbaum's response was, quote, one tariff followed by another in response, and so on until we put at risk common businesses, unquote. What she's referring to are businesses like U.S. automakers that have plants on both sides of the border. However, retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods often target the agriculture and food industry, which Mexico did in 2018 in the lead-up to the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Canada and Mexico are also significant exporters of agriculture goods to America. A federal judge in Kentucky has issued an injunction against the Biden administration's expanded protections for farm workers in the U.S. under the H-2A program. The injunction issued by a U.S. district judge in Kentucky applies in Ohio, West Virginia, Alabama, and Kentucky. Plaintiffs in the case argued that the Department of Labor rules would allow foreign workers to unionize. The American Farm Bureau and partners were also issued a preliminary injunction by the U.S. District Court in Mississippi, preventing the Department of Labor from enforcing its workers' protection rule. Farmers appreciate the men and women who choose to work on their farms, and they take seriously the responsibility of ensuring a safe workspace, said American Farm Bureau Federation President Sippy Duvall. While workers should be treated fairly and respectfully, we also believe the Department of Labor rule was overly broad to the point of being unlawful. The American Farm Bureau Federation's lawsuit was the first to stop key aspects of the rule for all farmers. As the record hurricane season ends, AccuWeather estimates that the five hurricanes and one unnamed tropical storm that made landfall in the U.S. caused an estimated $500 billion in total damage and economic loss. The 2024 hurricane season was explosive and will be remembered for shattering records and causing approximately $500 billion in total damage, said Chief Meteorologist John Porter. For perspective, this would equate to almost 2% of the nation's gross domestic product. More than 230 deaths have been directly linked to tropical storm and hurricane impacts in the U.S. this year. AccuWeather's estimate includes impacts like long-term medical costs, job and wage losses, crop losses, infrastructure damage, business and supply chain disruptions, and other impacts that most projections don't account for. Hurricane Helene was the most costly, as AccuWeather's damage and economic loss estimate in the U.S. was between $225 and $250 billion. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM Tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high right around 27 today. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 13. Tomorrow some sun in the morning. Clouds becoming breezy in the afternoon with a high of 28. Whether you're looking for an amazing winter getaway or some holiday fun, Alexandria, Minnesota has it all. Find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature 13.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Be fine. glitter. But I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo. Take that new job in Tennessee. And I quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I'd never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost. Just to see you smile. Said time was all you really needed. I walked away and let you have your space. Old leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. And yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. I told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd lie again. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost. Just to see you smile.